Detective Smith and Agent Rogers returned to the Ada Police Department and spent time with the family of Debbie Carter. As they tried to console them, they also gathered names. Friends, boyfriends, co-workers, enemies, ex-bosses, anybody who knew Debbie and might know something about her death. As the list grew, Smith and Rogers began calling her male acquaintances. Their request was simple. Please come down to the police department and provide us with fingerprints and samples of saliva and head and pubic hair. No one refused. Mike Carpenter, the bouncer at the coach light who'd seen Debbie in the parking lot with Glenn Gore around 12:30 that morning, was one of the first to volunteer evidence. Tommy Glover, another witness to Debbie's encounter with Gore, was quick to provide samples. Around 7:30 p.m., December 8th, Glenn Gore showed up at Harold's Club, where he was scheduled to spin records and tend bar. The place was practically empty, and when he asked why the crowd was so thin, someone told him about the murder. Many of the customers, and even some of Harold's employees, were down at the police station answering questions and getting fingerprinted. Gore hustled over to the station, where he was interviewed by Gary Rogers and D.W. Barrett, an Ada policeman. He told them that he had known Debbie Carter since high school and had seen her at the coach light the night before. The entire police report of Gore's interview reads as follows. Glenn Gore works at Harold's Club as a disc jockey. Susie Johnson told Glenn about Debbie at Harold's Club about 7:30 p.m., 12/8/82. Glenn went to school with Debbie. Glenn saw her Monday, December 6th at Harold's Club. Glenn saw her 12/7/82 at the coach light. They talked about painting Debbie's car. Never said anything to Glenn about having problems with anyone. Glenn went to the coach light about 10:30 p.m. with Ron West. Left with Ron about 1:15 a.m. Glenn has never been to Debbie's apartment. The report was prepared by D.W. Barrett, witnessed by Gary Rogers, and filed away with dozens of others. Gore would later change this story and claim that he'd seen a man named Ron Williamson pestering Debbie at the club on the night of December 7th. This revised version would be verified by no one. Many of those present actually knew Ron Williamson, a somewhat notorious carouser with a loud mouth. None remembered seeing him at the coach light. In fact, most of those interviewed stated emphatically that he was not there. When Ron Williamson was in a bar, everyone knew it. Oddly enough, in the midst of all the fingerprinting and hair clipping on December 8th, Gore fell through the cracks. He either slipped away, or was conveniently ignored, or was simply neglected. Whatever the reason, he was not fingerprinted, nor did he give saliva and hair samples. Over 3.5 years would pass before the Ada police finally took samples from Gore, the last person seen with Debbie Carter before her murder.